Like a good neighbor, monkeys are there.
Are you by any chance, are you recording?
The one thing is, and now, as of right now, yes, I
So
have.
do I need to do a sound check? Make sure I'm coming through.
Skype,
Check.
my sound coming from the sp the what? So where did it go? Where did it go?
Yeah, let me turn my video off so I don't use any data or too much data anyway.
Baha. So mine looks good. Let's see what it looks like in Skype for you. Go ahead and talk. Go.
Test 1 2, test 1 2.
Yeah, you're a lot
Good.
hotter than I am. It's a nice phone.
Are you but are you recording to where we're both coming through okay on Audacity?
Yeah, Audacity, that's the one I'm looking at right now and seeing that you look a little high.
Yeah. As long as there can be a difference, as long as it's not terrible, that'll fix when I process it in Audition.
Yeah. And then yes, and I've got the other one going too, so I'll listen to them both and figure out which one sounds better.
Yeah, the other one will probably sound better anyway because it'll be the Skype recorder, which levels it out anyway. Skype itself levels everything. Do you want to restart the re well, actually, no, I'll just start right now because and if this is like the MP3 recorder version, we'll just leave it all in. Hey guys, welcome to the Patreon. Riley's wrapped up at work and just has time left on the clock till he cleans up because it stormed and everybody left. So it's a quiet pool, and so we're having a quick phone call. Mark kindly offered to record our conversation.
It's fortuitous. I literally just walked off my own shift.
Exactly. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. I just posted the whole thing we talked about on Twitter. So guys, it's July 5th, and I was on duty with a guard 17. He's only seen original trilogy once, doesn't remember it that well. And so I found myself in casual conversation kind of recounting what the original trilogy is. And I'll probably talk about this in some detail on next week's show. Well, no, because next week's show is the celebration show. I just realized
Yeah.
that.
Can't believe it. It's here.
it was such a fun exercise because it made me kind of I was distilling. I wasn't trying to go beat by beat through the whole movie. I was just trying to communicate the important parts as a fun summary so that I could tell him about the original trilogy, and then we would watch the Force Awakens trailer because he hasn't seen the Force Awakens. And I found myself doing it, and it really was distilling the best parts and why I like the movie so much. So I could totally like just turn my camera on, just facing me at a super awkward angle, and held it down because I didn't want to interrupt the moment while I was doing this description. And I was totally described. I recorded my entire Return of the Jedi conversation, and I just posted a little video excerpt on Twitter.
Nice. Yeah, I couldn't do that with
Which
my
was.
sister. She's never watched it, but she has no interest or desire, so I'm like, oh, we'll just let the sleeping dog lie. We won't kick it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's fun. It was a fun little exercise. I'll probably play some audio in a future episode, just to have some fun. But yeah, I just wanted to do a. We didn't have time to during a regular recording session to do a regular Patreon commentary. So I just figured we would have a little conversation here. Mark, anything Star Wars on your mind this week? Because you are not available on the show this week, so
Yeah, that's true.
that now's your chance to chime in for the patrons.
Well, you know, the silly thing, I did a little test myself. You know, there are a few questions out there that get kind of knee-jerk reactions. You know, Han shoots first, Greedo shoots first, those kind of things. And
Yeah.
I was surprised because I found myself jumping in and throwing it out on the Beyond the Films page and on our own page. The whole, is it AT-AT or AT-AT? And
So
no.
let me interrupt you just for a second because I actually don't know what your opinion on the matter is. So I feel like I should tell you my instinct and then you tell me whether or not I'm wrong.
All right.
So for me, I'm trying the my first instinct is AT-AT, but my second instinct is to try to remember if it's ever said in the movie. And I don't think it ever is. It's Imperial Walkers.
You are
Imperial troops have entered the base.
correct.
Imperial troops have entered the base.
Yes.
It's a great line. So I'm going to say AT-AT.
Okay, you're going AT-AT. All right. Okay. Well, so Nerdist.com, they had a video, and in their video, they were saying they've put it to rest. You know, they have all their reasons and their sources, this, that, and the other thing. And they're a good enough argument. But my issue with it was they were all out-of-universe sources. They were all sources that were people that were working on the product. It was never – because it was never mentioned in the films, you know, it was never there. Now, we've had it mentioned in the books, Battlefront. We've had it mentioned in the games, and they use AT-AT. But they were using AT-AT because all the commercials with the AT-AT, you know, it's like, well, you can't use the commercials. And then they had someone from Lucasfilm pre-2010, or it was 2010, and they had said that it was officially – AT-AT. Although there's also a video out there, Apollo saying it's AT-AT. And so clearly it's like one of those, you know, Team Jacob and Team Edward kind of things. So, you know, I got a little insight in the aspect of they were trying to say it was a definitive answer. And I was like, okay, well, if it's that, then why do we call the AT-STs AT-STs? Why aren't we calling them ants or something like that? You know, I mean, where's the word on that? Other people come back with, you know, well, TIE fighters. Well, we call them TIEs. Well, but at the same time, have you ever seen TIE broken out as an acronym? They don't. They always call them TIE fighters. And so I don't know where that line is, but clearly, you know, it's an out-of-universe thing to say AT-AT. More people say AT-AT than people in the universe. I don't think we've ever seen anyone in the universe say AT-AT. Now, AT-AT, they've said. But it's just one of those things that, you know, you throw it out there and immediately people started coming back. And even I myself was like, oh, we got this and we got the smoking gun over here with Pablo. He said it. He's on team AT-AT. And I was an AT-AT, although I did say AT-AT. But yeah, it is. There's a few of these little stupid, trivial topics that I get a big kick out of. And this was one of them. You know, I was going around and everywhere I saw the thing, I'd go in and go, well, we don't call the AT-ST this. And just,
it's funny because you know, a lot of like minds. What you remind me of is sort of Star Wars pet peeves. These are all things we know that aren't important, but like we really care about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And like mine is always spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Jedi's versus Jedi. It drives me nuts. And it's always, for some reason, it's always mainstream outlets.
Yeah.
But it drives me absolutely up the wall.
And you know, since canon's recent, I don't know if Jedi's has made the new leap to canon. I don't think we've had any of the new canon books use that version.
Of course not, because it's dumb. That's why. Because seriously,
hated when they tried saying that that was acceptable. No, no.
Think of all of the incredible lines in Star Wars that refer to Jedi as a plural order, and how dumb it sounds if you say it with an S. Ready? Ready? Here's take one. The Jedis are all but extinct. Their fire has gone out of the universe. You, my friend, are all that's left of that ancient religion.
I am a Jedi's like my father before me. Wait, no.
Goodness. I mean, even that's a singular reference, but yeah, exactly. Oh man, so I'm just, dude, Mark, I'm in celebration mode, as I'm sure you remember well, but I'm so woefully unprepared. We set up a meeting that we're going to have for what coverage we're going to do, but like it's the weird thing, and I like doing this on Patreon, that celebration's a great opportunity as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
To really have a great time with friends, and that's my favorite part. But at the same time, I'm an ambitious person, and I really want to forward the Star Wars Report as a platform. I always like to try to get interviews and stuff, and so I'm all constantly trying to think of ways to make new connections, talk to people who aren't that familiar with us. You know, get the word out about the show, and I'm honestly kind of a little disappointed in myself. I'm a little worried about not having done as much preparation as I would have liked for our main show or we still haven't finalized all the details of our show, and I need to set up a Facebook event to get people to come, and I'm worried that like nobody's going to show up to the live podcast. I'm kind of like on that, like I know I'm going to have a great time.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that I'll waste any opportunities I have to kind of get the word out for the Star Wars Report and do some great coverage.
Well, I mean, you've been to celebrations, but nothing in Europe. So this is like when I went to celebration at the last one, you know, that's exactly how I felt. It was like, oh my God.
Well, frankly, to offer, again, kind of for Patreon, to offer a behind the scenes perspective, I really want to take this opportunity, since there aren't going to be a lot of US based fan sites or podcasts present, take the opportunity to really showcase some excellent coverage, because I would love to
I don't know. I'd love to keep. I'd love to get my work and my ideas about Star Wars in front of more people. And a lot of that has to do with helping out with Star Wars Report. But, you know, there might be opportunities someday to someday write for StarWars.com. There's some other things that I thought about that would be cool to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't talk publicly about that. I feel more comfortable in the kind of Patreon atmosphere.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to make those connections. And I think part of it is just I'm going to have to focus on just being in a state of mind of being willing to make sure I'm willing to talk to the people and be forward, but without being obnoxious.
We're waiting to hear
on some of the press events that they're doing as to whether or not we get in. But even if we don't, there are some, particularly I'm hoping to interview Dave Filoni, but of course,
nice.
That's very unlikely. I mean, they just sent out a mass email to all press outlets to see who's interested. And I'm sure they're going to give first priority to people like, I don't know, USA Today or something like that.
People that have talked to him 1,000 times. They're like, hey, we got you another spot with Dave Filoni.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal. But between that, it's weird. It's a tough balance because of the amount of work I've done this summer to be able to pay for this trip, basically lifeguarding every day, and of course, the coverage. Of course, no personal costs. Just by the way, on Patreon, go to the trip. But certainly the equipment and stuff that we're using, the camera setup and everything, is all Patreon. So when you guys see the sweet YouTube videos going out. And the daily podcast, that's because of you guys. So I'm pretty excited. But there's that. We got Dragon Con coming up. Mark, we're looking at flying you out here to Dragon Con.
I know.
If we get the right sponsorships and stuff. So I have a feeling once I go down to kind of a more part-time hourly schedule, I'll have a little bit more energy to kind of really focus on the Star Wars Report some more.
Well, you know, if Dragon Con happens and if you go to Celebration Europe and you have an interview – with Freddie Prinze Jr. and I'm not mentioned at all. I am gonna punch you in the arms. I just want you to know now, because I'm like, I'm
Freddie
begging.
Prinze,
I've been fanning out over here. Like, we got to get Freddie on at some point.
Freddie Prinze Jr. has not been, is not going to be at Celebration. I wonder if he's gonna be.
Hey, I'm just saying, if he's like the surprise guy, and you find, I'm just gonna be like, you better be like, man, Mark's gonna kill me.
Mark, now I'm genuinely worried now because you know how absent-minded I am. hopefully that will.
Was it Celebration 5 where you guys took the picture without me? Like, we saved a seat for you.
Oh, yeah, so that sure awesome. Was Celebration 5. That is hilarious.
Yeah. That's the weird part
exactly.
For me. Like, I'm going to be helping get the information that's coming out of Celebration out to everyone while suffering the I'm not at Celebration blues.
So you think that's going to help, like, because you're kind of participating, or you think that'll just make you more miserable?
Like, I kind of almost think it's going to make me more miserable. Kind of like,
oh no,
ignorance is bliss. Like, the less I know about what went down, the less I'll be like, oh man, I wish it was there. I should send you a packet of patches. I'd be like, do trade patches and give me awesome patches.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was an angle of Celebration.
Speaking of being behind on stuff, I feel like I need stickers or something to give away to people. I'm super late. Again, of course, Riley says this literally 4 days before flying to Europe. like, I should do something to promote. But I bet that there's a local shop or something around here that I could get a bunch of stickers printed up. All the stickers may be too cheap. Maybe a patch it. I'm trying to think, and this is sort of getting into our Celebration planning territory, but yes. What do you think would be a good fast thing where I could get like 100 of something to give away?
Buttons. You can get little buttons, medium buttons.
Yeah, but everybody does buttons.
What's that?
Everybody does buttons, but I guess we...
Everybody, though, because everybody's got a lanyard or a piece of cardboard. I got one right here on my desk. It's a piece of cardboard with 1,000 buttons on it. I got Star Wars buttons on there. I've got comic store buttons. I got zombie, eat flesh, that looks like Subway because I had that on my shirt. I got two of those, one in a big, one small. I mean, pins, I put my pins with those. I think there's a aspect of our fandoms, not just Star Wars here, but buttons are given away like at comic stores all the time. Podcasts give away buttons. Like it's like the trading card of our time, you know, in our fandom. Like, I don't know. And that's the other thing. Like, my son was doing the trading cards from all the 501st and the Rebel Legion people and stuff. Like, he got a big kick out of that. Like, I know we've talked about doing like a second Airborne, you know, like fan club where all the podcasters are second Airborne. I mean, how cool would that be? Like, if we had something like that where we had our own little fan cards.
It's funny because there's kind of an unofficial one. But yeah, exactly. Now I'm looking up button printing.
Yeah, comic book store owner, his wife, that's what they do. Now that they've been bought out, they go to comic cons and stuff, and he sells his art. Jeff Eagley, awesome artist, and his stuff gets put on her buttons, and she makes just a bunch of buttons and use his art and stuff, and it's just great. Like, so every time we go down to the comic book store, you know, if you order so much or get so many comics, they give you free buttons. And of course Jane is so adorable that she's like, "Daddy, can I get a button?" And they're like, "Oh, she can just have one." So she ends up walking out with a button almost every week. So
she's got, that's funny,
growing.
Well, they've got
buttons, man. Sticks, especially,
yeah, stick pins,
car, like vinyl stickers, you know, those kind, the decals.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now. I think I think that might be the route, especially at this point. Maybe I could put it in an order tonight.
$1 to $2. The ones that I was getting, I was for the bigger ones that were better for the car and last longer, and they were $2 a sticker, and that was for about a $3.
$2 button.
No, those were stickers, not the buttons.
How much are buttons?
That really? I don't know. I was going to have Sunday get back to me, and then they sold their interest in the shop, and I haven't actually seen them since. Like, I'm friends with them on Facebook, and I should ask her, but I haven't seen her to ask her. So that was where it stopped for me, because I was like, oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about it, and then I'm like, oh, I should probably ask her on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. This is where I get to the point where I Google how much are buttons. They've got
I mean, if it, when in doubt, ask Teresa Delgado.
She, oh yeah,
the boss queen of the fangirl scene, she will know.
Oh, interesting. So if you want to get a little 1-inch button, wackybuttons.com will make
like 100.
We'll make 100 for $20.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, buttons are the way to go. Like, you can get a whole bunch. We can have extras. We can give some out to the patrons. We can give some out, you know. Like, I think that's just a, I just think it's a,
yeah.
And I still think we should do stickers and stuff too, but the stickers are a little more spendy. And like I said before, it's hard when I'm the one, you know, with our logo, doing it through my local shop and having to come up with the capital beforehand to get them. So there's that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think this will work. Cause we just had this month's Patreon come in, which again, seriously, I mean, this is the closed club here that are listening. But Jeremy and Neil upping their pledges was just incredible. So I can't wait, Mark. I was telling Bruce on the actual podcast this week, I can't wait to actually record our fifth episode a month, because now we got to do it, man. We hit that goal. So we got to figure out like a commentary or call-in show that we're going to do as a bonus every month for everybody, not just the patrons.
That's what I was going to ask you. That was it for just the patrons or for everybody? Okay, it is everybody.
Yeah, no. Just tell them,
exactly. And I'm like, so now we got to plan one more a week. Like, just so everybody knows. Like,
I know. They keep pledging more. So we keep giving more, man. Like, we're like I said, in some weeks it would have been like, oh, well, we're just going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to miss the commentary this week, but at least we got a moment to kind of chat here with the patrons. And that's probably a good closing topic for us.
Yeah, and also for you patrons, like, some feedback. You guys, if there's anything out there merch-wise that you guys think we should look at shoot us some messages in the patron chat.
Exactly, and merch, and honestly, man, what I'm trying to think of the best value for a bonus episode, and I'm thinking,
I don't like call-in shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confessing this right now. I know people love to call in, and I love talking to people, but for me as a listener, when I listen to other podcasts that I really like, I don't like call-in shows because often the callers don't have like a dynamic with the host that I like. I like a certain energy and a certain brand of content. Mm. And when it's different callers each time, it's very inconsistent. So often they'll be like, you know, if there's a 20-minute conversation with a caller that I'm not interested in, you know, I get lost on call-in shows. So I think we should do them as an opportunity just to open up to the fans. But as far as, I don't know, as far as bonus content, I think movie commentaries, and then a dedicated long form interview are the two go-tos. Which would you prefer, or like what kind of, or any ideas on your end for the fifth episode each month?
Well, the downside with the there's a downside of the commentaries. You only have so many movies, unless, you know, which we were kind of leaving the other commentaries with the TV shows and stuff for patrons as we're doing.
Yeah, we got a couple more, so that's even, you're right. Even if we do that, I think it's like three more.
Yeah.
No, it's two more.
In depth, man. Like, I get deep water. Like, what are you talking there?
Yeah, no, I just mean, like, I'm just trying to think of, for an interview on the main show, we're doing an hour. And so usually our guest interviews are limited to, at most, like 45 minutes if they're on for the whole show. And instead of doing that, shoot for something like a 90-minute, a solid hour, maybe even 90-minute or two-hour long-form interview where we get somebody on like Steve Glosson, but really get into a topic really in-depth. Mm. Or you know, Steve Sansweet, or I get some celebrities and offer special long-form interviews where it's not just a conversation, but Riley sits down and actually writes out a long list of in-depth questions like, and kind of prompts
and have him talk about the projects we didn't get to talk to him about.
Yeah, so it would be like, instead of just Anthony Bresnikan on his new piece this week, it's Anthony Bresnikan, let's get to know him for an hour or two, full conversation. You know, the conversations that you have at a bar with a new friend you made at a Star Wars celebration. If someone's ever done that, it's sort of like, yeah, what's your life story? What do you think of this? And it's just something, it doesn't have to be, I always hate too structured, but something if you really put in some prep, I think that would probably be the best kind of content.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That could be a lot of fun.
And honestly, we may be able to, I think that would have its own appeal for people too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a call.
No, I got a text. You heard the buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was getting a thank you from my boss. I texted in the chemical readings, everybody. That's Ray. That updates here live from Lakemont Pool. all right, guys. So speaking of Lakemont Pool, I got to take the next 15-20 minutes to put away the remaining equipment and clock out. And Riley calls it a day. So it's been a nice and quiet day, and it's been a good chance to talk to you, Mark. And as far as patrons go, shoot us feedback on any other merch you guys would like, or
ideas. You guys want me to make videos of my collection and my studio as I'm changing. I'm always tinkering in it, but I don't ever think anybody wants to see that kind of stuff. So
that, and then of course as far as bonus content, like people that you would shoot us a message. Who would you want to hear a super long form interview? Basically a Jimmy Mac interview, but Jimmy Mac can do it anyway because he's a radio guy, so he knows how to talk for 2 hours and communicate about something fascinating.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing I'm looking for.
Stay on topic and come back around after going around the world. And he's like,
exactly.
Where I'm like, wait, well, what were we talking about? I script the topic 12 different times. I don't even know.
Mark, as far as technical stuff, go ahead and fire off the MP3 over to me via Skype or Dropbox or however you want to do it.
All right.
And uploaded fairly shortly and published to everybody on Patreon. Thanks again, everybody, for
supporting us. Farewell to you. And also, Mark, farewell to you. We'll be in touch tomorrow as we do our proper preparatory meeting for celebration.
Nice.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.